Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Danielle Johnson. On the show today, we have our designated broker and founder and CEO of Indy Realty, Don Geisler. But just before we talk a little bit about Don Geisler, we have some good news we'd like to pass on, everyone, is that the I Am Real Estate Show is moving to a different time slot. The time slot is when, Sandra?
It's Saturday at 11 a.m., right after Center Stage.
You guys liked my timing so much, you decided to jump on the bandwagon. So now you get to listen to us Saturday mornings for quite a while. It'll be lots of fun.
Why, when you're taking your kids over to do soccer or football or basketball practice, and they're out there in the hot sun, go in the car, start listening to us on the radio. So you get a chance to listen to us while your kid is doing their workout. With that being said, we're back with our designated broker and CEO of Indy Realty, Don Geisler. How you doing today, Don?
Doing great. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me, as always.
You know me, I'm always going to ask some crazy questions. So how was the inventory in July 2023?
Inventory in the market. Well, I think we're seeing a little bit that sellers are a little bit more hesitant to put houses on the market. Inventory is down, coming on the market a little bit more slowly. But that being said, they are coming on the market. There's a lot out there. And I think that there are a lot of stories to be told in the data that we see.
Uh-huh.
You know, for example, I was looking at a chart, and it had on here that a data point that we have for July 2023, this is from our MLS that I pulled up today, was that new listings over the course of the past 12 months, there were 20,444 new listings that entered the MLS, you know, over the course of the
Could you remind everybody, and that's in the Tucson and the Pima County area, right?
It's a Tucson, you know, Southern Arizona.
Yeah, so, it's, you know, it's just not, this is not nationwide. This is very local.
Right. It's okay. It's just our locality, our Tucson metropolitan, you know, major market, our MLS. It was numbers for the entire MLS. And, you know, just like anybody else, I looked at the graph, the chart that the doomsday media really likes. And it's just a line chart.
Right.
And it shows 2 years ago and, you know, and then 1 year in, pretty consistent. The line just stays straight with new listings coming on the market. And then over the last year, it just absolutely drops off a cliff. So over the course of 3 years, that line graph looks like straight, and then off a cliff.
Wow.
And so if you just look at it at a glance,
right,
it feels very doom and gloom. It feels scary. It feels like the world is ending. Well, then you take a closer look at the chart, and yeah, there's been a drop, and it's significant. It's 19% drop. But the top of the chart is 25,000 new listings, and the bottom of the chart is 20,000. So it doesn't drop down to zero.
Right.
You know, it's a 20% spread that, yes, it has dropped down. But, I mean, you just have to be careful when you're looking at some of the stats. And it's certainly not as doom and gloomy as it's made to feel out there.
Yeah. I think part of the downturn is that people aren't sure where they're going to go. And so they may be a little bit more hesitant to put their house on the market. They might be ready to sell, but they're just not sure where they're going to go. And we've seen that for some time now.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, and definitely, you know, sellers are buyers too. They have to go somewhere, and they want to find a house that they fall in love with just as much as anybody out there. So, yeah, I mean, when there's a lot of different facets to what pushes people into a little bit of hesitation of jumping on the market. But, you know, I like this. We were having a little bit of chat, you know, before we went on, and you know, the active homes for sale right now in our MLS, they're over 2,500. And that's low. I mean, I've seen it be 14,000, you know. So, but there's a little over 2,500. And that's a very, very lean inventory. Mm-hmm. And so we were chatting, and you're like, well, what do you like about that number, right? Well, so here's what I like about it. So right now there are 2,500, give or take, active homes for sale, active listings in the MLS. Okay. Well, like I just said, over the course of the past 3 years, this is the number of homes that have gone on to the MLS for sale. 2021, 24,886. 2022, 25,315. And then 2023, 20,444. So we're talking about 70,000 homes over the past 3 years have gone on the MLS, and there's still only 2,500. Why? Because they sell.
That's
you
right.
Know, our market is brisk and it's active, and there's a lot of interest in Tucson, a lot of value in real estate. You know, the same reasons that have always been valid for people to buy and own their home still exist. You know, now if we had added 20,000 homes a year over the past 3 years and we were sitting at 60,000 active listings, I'd be worried.
Right.
So if there's someone who's listening in and they're kind of on the fence about whether or not it's the right time for them to sell, what would you tell them?
You know, this sounds really cliche because I'm in the industry, but you know, your life is not on hold because of external factors. There's always a great reason to have bought. You can always find reasons to have sold. And you can always find great reasons to do so or to not do so.
Right.
You know, but our life keeps on going on, and the families grow or people move out and leave the nest and just things happen, and or we want to upgrade or we want to downsize for whatever reason. Our life goes on, and as you can tell by the numbers, it has continued to go on. I mean, we look at 2020, which was a catastrophic year, not in real estate by any means,
right,
but we all felt like life itself was a great big catastrophe, but the numbers were still just, there's never been just a more clear picture of the fact that life keeps going on. And so grab yourself a super high quality professional, you know, to help you track down the right deal, get your home sold for the price you want, find your new home at the price you want, and we still get things done. We just keep getting things done.
What I'm seeing with the numbers is that there are a lot of factors that people aren't realizing that are changing things. One of them is renters. The second one is people are now working from home. And the third one is Tucson is now a destination spot.
Tucson is very much a destination spot. And we always have that going for us, in that no matter what is going on in the economy, in the macro picture, Tucson is always going to be one of those locations that people have, you know, highlighted as a place where they want to end up, you know, regardless of where they're at in the country. We've had a couple hot months, you know, but the articles that I've seen, because, you know, just like anybody else, I see all the doom and gloom, is that, quote, 65 million people across the country have suffered with extreme heat this year. So it's not like it's just us. It's kind of hot a couple times a year, you know, but you know, for the most part, we don't deal with a lot of the major, you know, ecological issues, you know, weather issues that people deal with across the country. So, you know, if you can be hot for 2.5-3 months a year, you really get to cash in for on the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think people see the weather issues and they're like, whoa, it's hot over there. But then when they're going through winter, we're just calming down and relaxing. We're enjoying the barbecues on the grill and everything
tops
like that.
Tops down on the convertible. Yeah. We lead a pretty darn good life here.
We're heading to the break right now. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Don Geisler, who is the CEO and designated broker for Indy Realty. We also want to remind you guys that we'll be moving. Our show is moving from Friday, Sunday at
3
until we'll be on Saturdays at
11 a.m.
Thank you. I didn't know what time was. I knew it was sometime. I'm like, hi, everybody. We're back. A lot of people keep asking me, you know, when we could come to your house and say, wait, are you moving? And I had to tell them, no. Yes, they came. Well, how are you moving? I said, no, not moving at home. Well, our radio show is moving.
Ha ha. Yeah, you got it.
Thank you.
You got
Thank
us
you.
On that one.
Thank you very much.
But do you know when it's moving to?
Our radio show is moving to Saturday at 11 o'clock before or after the Center Stage show by Danielle Johnson.
Yeah.
See, I remember from like a minute ago.
Very nice.
Yeah, so this is going to be our last Sunday show at 3 o'clock. And then the next Saturday, when you guys are out there doing your shopping and things like that, tune into us and find a little bit more about real estate. We're here with Don Geisler, who's the CEO of Indy Realty. That is the branch where we hang our license at, or rather the brokerage we hang our license at. And Don, I want to talk a little about the fact that the median prices, people were saying, hey, waiting for things to come down, and the median price seems to be rising regardless of what the interest rate is.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that an interesting thing that the data is telling us right now is that appreciation in home pricing is normal. like it's at its normal rate. So when we look at the stats from 2021, I almost said 1921, from 2021 to 2022, they jumped up 20%.
Right.
You know, and so there's this weird conflagration of, you know, massive demand for property, mm-hmm. you know, all of a sudden, and interest rates still being rock bottom, you know, so prices shot up. And there we were in a seller's market in Tucson for years. Mm-hmm. Like if we consider 6 months of inventory to be a balanced market, you know, meaning if no more come on the market at current velocity of sales, how long before you run out? We consider 6 months of inventory to be a balanced market. And we haven't seen 6 months of inventory in, it's got to be 10 years. It might be more.
I was going to ask, that's the question I was great to ask. When was the last time we had a balanced market? Because since I've been in the industry, I've been with my wife walking out there and going to listing appointments. And she always mentioned that we don't have a balanced inventory. I'm like, well, when did we ever have one then?
There was a time.
There was a time many years ago.
But things are so, it was funny, Danielle, we had this conversation this morning about there's no norm. There is no normal anymore. Because there are always these forces that have changed things. Like when the market crashed and then all these home buyer tax breaks and incentives came in and artificially pumped it back up, then like normal market cycles were all shot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I would have to look, right, to tell you the honest truth. I mean, but we've been in a seller's market for a very long time. But in 2020, there's a combination of a lot of things, including people with assets not being comfortable with financial markets and recognizing that real estate was a great place to put, you know. And so this is about things happening in the stock market, things happening in the government, things happening with people looking at inflation in the future, devaluing their assets, and, you know, changes in political theater and just all this stuff. So it just ramped up out of control. But then when we see then over the past year, prices have gone up 4%, which is exactly what we expect. You know, mm-hmm. we expect 4% a year, 3 to 5% appreciation per year consistently. So again, we're just kind of settled into a pretty normal market in that respect.
You know, and there was a time when I bought originally in 2004. There was a time when property values really increased and then they came back down to being pretty flat. Kind of, I ended where I started, but because I had been making payments on my own mortgage, the equity in my house continued to build, even though the price had not sustained that higher value. I had a lot of equity in my home just by the fact that I wasn't renting someone else's home. I was paying down my own mortgage. So we don't have anything like that happening now. It's still showing increases. And I still think that, you know, at the end of the day, you own the house, regardless of whether the market is going up or it's going down. It's a roof over your head and you still have a place to live.
Yeah.
I think that the value of home, you know, that's what I was saying before. When we go from, we saw this wild appreciation when people were looking at homes, not just as a home, but as investment. I mean, it's always an investment, right? But for investment purposes solely, people were doing such a thing. And now we see in the broader market, not that there's not investors out there mm-hmm. doing their thing and doing really, really well, which we respect a lot.
Uh-huh.
But in the broader market, we see that 4% appreciation, which reflects, you know, people don't use the home as a piggy bank. They're not using it to hide assets. They just want a home that they can love.
Right. A place to call home.
I just did it on purpose because I wanted the peace and quiet for people to think about. If you're at home, you're probably like taking a deep breath. We needed you to take that deep breath and understand that that's what real estate is all about. That's why you want to hire a great agent from a great brokerage that's doing the best they can to make sure your interest is always at the forefront. And when you're talking about interest and things like that, what are we doing to help the seller feel comfortable about putting their house on the market?
Well, the first thing is that we have the resources and the tools to be aware of when things come on the market. And so We have the ability to act quickly when things come on the market.
Right.
So we have the ability to make them aware so that they can find, you know, a place to live. And then also we tend to work with great lending partners and people that, mm-hmm. The lender that we spoke to this week, John, he just said he's closing deals in the 5% range, which is just, people don't understand that they're looking at the newspaper and they're seeing rates are bumping 8% right now. But once we're out there and all the different facets come into play, and I'm not making any pitch for interest rates because it's not my role, you know, but we need to let sellers know that we will hook them up with the appropriate professionals to help them in their new purchase as well.
Yeah.
And we're able to put together great looking transactions and deals for people and help them achieve their goals.
Right. And I think it looks different on every transaction, whether yes. you're asking a seller to contribute towards closing costs, or you're buying down your own interest rate, or you're using some of the programs that John has talked to us about, a 1% down program. There are options for people, but really until they make that first phone call, you don't know what those options are.
Well, and when you're listening to all the noise that's out there, it's really distracting, and it can put you in a position of feeling like you're way behind or it's not possible. But it does just take that phone call to get the information from someone who really knows what they're doing. And I mean, it opens up worlds of opportunity and possibilities.
Yeah, I think people need to realize that full service is what we provide. I can't speak for anyone else, but we're not the experts in everything, but we have the right people to guide you for all facets of real estate. We handle the transaction purposes. We got a great title company. We have a great lender. We have a great brokerage. So I think we're carrying a lot of good things that we can bring to the table to any single person that wants us to be able to buy and sell a house.
And we are available to help with that. And Don, we've got great agents at the office as well. They can call the main line.
Yep, we can. Indy Realty, 520-777-8973. And we've got great professionals there to help. And we're really excited about our group of people and just the positivity, you know, flowing in our location right now. Mm-hmm. And the enthusiasm that we have going on for the market and just being part of it, you know, like we talked about, there's a lot to be excited about in the Tucson marketplace, living in the Tucson area. And, you know, we just really love being part of that.
We want to thank Don's going to hang around with us for the whole series, but we want to sit back and thank him right now for all the great things you do, for not only for us, but also for the community and with Indy Realty. So we'll be back after the break. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray, Sandra, and Danielle. Don't forget that Danielle has a show called Center Stage. Hi, guys. We're back. I Am Real Estate Show is moving to Saturday at 11 a.m. Thanks for tuning in. This is Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Danielle Johnson with the Indy Realty team, the Johnson Smith team at Indy Realty.
So we were going to just do something fun today. I wanted to play a little game of this or that. So,
yay!
My first question for you, we'll work it around to real estate. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke Zero?
That's Coke.
That's Coke.
I gotta say Pepsi.
I'm a Coke guy.
Okay.
Coca-Cola.
Although I like Coke, regular Coke, and I don't like Diet Coke, and I love Diet Pepsi, and I don't really like regular Pepsi.
Okay, I think that is for a therapist, not for us.
It's the sugar
content.
This is
not the first time I've heard the therapist word thrown at me in my life.
See, I had that same, you know, perspective, but now I'm Coke Zero. It's kind of the in-between on the sugar.
Okay.
Well, you? All right. What about you?
Soda water.
I don't drink soda.
That wasn't the question.
I honestly can't answer it. That's why I asked the question, because I didn't want to have to answer the question. So next, barbecue or fine dining?
Barbecue.
I don't think I can have barbecue anymore. I'm pretty sure I'm allergic to everything. So I'm going to go with fine dining.
Okay.
I'm fine dining.
Really? I thought for sure Raymond would say barbecue.
I barbecue because I can, but I don't have to cook. I'm good.
Grilling
with that.
Is a little different than barbecue, though. Which one are we talking about? Barbecue or grill?
I'm talking about barbecuing, because grilling is just a piece of cake.
We're talking about having a white tablecloth or licking your fingers at the
right.
table.
Right. I think that's the point. I think that's the point, right? Right? One's at the house, you got your family there, and the other's like, I'm not doing the dishes when we're done with this.
Can I have my family and not do the dishes?
Give it a shot. What you got, Danielle?
Swimming pool or a lake?
Oh, swimming pool. That's not even a fair question. Swimming pool.
Swimming pool for me.
No water.
Yeah.
No water.
I guess
you're in the right place.
Yes. That's why I'm here. I'm not that water person.
I saw Jaws when I was 5 years old. So even I'm not good with bodies of water whatsoever. So swimming pool is good with me.
I have a couple. Here's one. Gas car or electric car?
I like the electric car now. I'm going to cheat. We have a hybrid and I love it.
Okay. I'll go with that.
Yeah, I think the hybrid is really genius. But too. If I had to choose, I'd probably go gas because I know how far I can get on my tank.
Right? The thought of being stranded somewhere and I can't plug in my car scares me more than the gas issue because you can bring me a gas can.
Right. I'm a gas guzzler, so just letting you guys know. Second thing, this is not for just in Tucson, just in natural life, summer or winter? What time of the year?
Summer. 10 times over.
Well, it seems like this year we have winter in summer with hail in 100 degrees. So I don't know. I'm a little scared of the hail in the summer thing. I might have to go winter.
Tile roof or flat roof?
I'm going flat roof, believe it or not.
Really? I'm going to go tile.
If there's a roof on my house, I'm happy.
That's good.
Okay, roof.
What do you have, Don?
I'm good with that. City views or mountain views?
Oh, mountain views.
Mountains.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Mountain views.
I like the city views.
What, really?
Yep. I'd rather be on the mountain looking down over the lights and stuff. And
if I'm on the mountain looking at the city, I'm good. But if I'm in the city, I want to see the mountain.
Okay. How about walkability or isolation?
Isolation.
I might have to go isolation.
I don't know.
I know, really, it's tough.
I kind of want to pick and choose. Like, you're far enough away from me that I'm isolated, but I kind of want to be able to
do what
I want to do.
Where's McDonald's?
how about gated community or private backyard?
Backyard.
Gated community.
I have charming or light and bright.
Charming.
Light
and bright.
Especially
if it comes with the Prince Charming.
Ah.
Oh. My goodness. I can't even answer that. I don't have a response to that one. I don't know what's the difference between charming and light and bright.
Fair enough.
Oh, no. What's the difference? What is charming and what is light? What do you consider charming? What do you consider light and bright?
Charming
to me means it's eclectic or, you know, maybe they have unique features to the house. Maybe on the smaller side, if it's charming. No 3,000 square foot house is charming.
Something that makes it stand out that's a little bit different than just your average house.
Doors purple.
I got it now.
You know, something
I'm
like that.
I'm glamour.
You want light and bright.
I want light and bright. I want 3,000 square foot. I want lights all over there. I want the pool. That, you know, what you call the pools that are on the edge pools?
Yeah. Negative edge pool.
I'm that guy.
You and your white linen tablecloths and your negative edge pool. For
yes,
rent.
There you go.
Yeah, and who stays in hotels? So I should ask that one, hotel or camping?
Hotel.
Hotel.
Yeah, I like my hotels.
Well, good thing Derek in here, because he would play.
He'd been camping and fishing, yeah.
Glamping might work better for me. But
yeah.
Those are hotels. Good things.
So why are we talking about it? I think there's a reason in real estate.
There is a reason in real estate. And, you know, NAR surveys people the closed clients every year and asks about their experience. And it's a vast, exhaustive survey. And these are the types of questions that they ask, you know, what are consumers looking for? And, you know, it's just one of the things that NAR does that assists the industry, assists the clients. And so then we're able to, you know, agents and real estate professionals are able to tailor what they do to best suit the needs of the clients.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll take the opportunity to point out that our website at Indy Realty, we have lots of community information on there, lots of resources for people to jump on and really dig deep and investigate the houses that they're interested in, the neighborhoods they're interested in, and, you know, check us out.
Yeah, and I think that's part of our job as agents, too, to translate that. So if someone says, you know, I'm just looking for something with character, you know, and for us to help narrow that search down to searchable terms, because character probably isn't going to be a searchable term,
right.
You know, and so that's part of what we do, and part of the value that we bring is helping navigate those types of searchable features so we can get someone into a home that they're going to love.
Yeah, we gave you a little tidbit today. We're going to, on the backside of this, we're going to teasing you about the fact that there's some other information that Don wants to talk about, to talk just about home sales and what's going on in the community. So stay tuned, and we'll be back after the commercial. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show on 1030 KBOI. Hi, everybody. We're back. We're going to spend the last segment talking with Don Geisler about some of the charity things that he and the agents in Indy Realty are doing for the community. So leading off with that, we'll talk about the fact is that let Don talk about what is Indy doing right now for the community.
Well, I'm actually going to defer to Sandra regarding the car show, because
We're going to be out at the Tucson Classics Car Show. Your Rotary Club of Tucson does this as an annual event. I believe they're going to have about 400 cars out there.
Yeah.
And so people come in from all over. That single event raises a lot of money for nonprofits in Tucson. And so we will be there representing Indy Realty and supporting the Classic Car Show. If you guys want to buy tickets, we can put a link up on our Facebook page. The ticket's $10. It gets you into the car show. Don says don't buy too many because he wants to win that car. It also enters you into a raffle for a beautiful Corvette.
We're still in play for the Corvette, yeah?
I know, right?
right.
It is beautiful. We had the chance to drive it to a car show. Well, I say we drove it. Raymond got to drive it. And it is a beautiful car. So your $10 ticket gets you into the raffle. There are six items that they're raffling off. And then the ticket will also get you into the car show. And so we'll post a link on the I Am Real Estate Show Facebook page. And you can get your tickets there. And then we've got a real estate expo coming up here in September.
We do. We have the Association Trade Show, the TAR Expo, which is going to be on September 14. And so want to make sure that all of our real estate professionals out in the marketplace here are aware of that date, and make sure you come by and say hi to us at Indy. The Tucson Realtors Charitable Foundation will also be working on its annual golf tournament coming up, which I believe is going to be in November, which will be front and center on that. And then I have a couple little miniature sponsorships going on regarding youth bowling. So it's become sort of a passion of mine to help the kiddos find something that they can do that's off the streets and productive and fun and competitive, and that's where we're headed for this fourth quarter here.
Yeah, and we just wrapped up a school supply drive as well.
We did. We are so grateful to the community, to our agents, to the people that shared the word out there and generated just a really amazing amount of supplies for the local schools.
Yeah, congratulations to you and being on the forefront there. Always trying to find a way to give back to the community.
With that being said, another thing that's coming up is on August 11th and the 12th, the Tucson Youth Football Spirit and Federation is having their jamboree at Udall Park. And you know what's next to Udall Park? Indy Realty Office. And what we're going to be doing is that we're going to have a little spot so that if it's too hot out there, if you want a free water or a free home evaluation, step on over and get a little bit of air conditioning before you go back out while the kids are out there playing football. and come in and meet with some of our agents who'd be willing to talk to you about those things, but also get a drink of water before you go back there in that hot sun and watch the kids play football. And we're doing that because we know that we want you guys to know that we're a part of the community just like everyone else, that we believe in Tucson. And that's a good idea to sit back there and be open, because we're normally not open during those hours, but we're doing it just so that you guys have another avenue to come and relax and maybe take a chance to learn a bit about your home.
I believe we're going to have some Indy Realty baseball caps that should be arriving right before the Jamboree, too. So if you do stop in the office, ask us if we have any hats left.
Oh, we gotta get evaluation first. We give a hat away.
Come on. Yeah. I tell you, just the impact of the youth sports in the Tucson community is just amazing. So, you know, we always massively respect the parents and the families that are, you know, that are part of that, because it's a big investment in time and energy.
Yeah.
You know, to do something so positive for the kids and create these types of opportunities for them. So, you know, hats off to the parents that participate in that stuff.
Here's another thing we want to talk about. We got going on. Sandra is doing a lot of work with Reach for the Stars, and from the indie standpoint, she's doing a lot of things for them. And when is their gala?
It is on September 29th. We'll be out there with some folks, and we encourage you, if you're a business and you have the ability to come out and support them. They do have about 5 tables left, so there will be around 200 people attending the gala. It's Unmasking the Stigma of Mental Health. And so they really focus their program. It's an astronomy program. They focus on helping kids that are dealing with mental health issues. And honestly, their heart is that kids should not be struggling. You know, youth should not be struggling the way that they are. And not only is Tucson kind of the center of the world for astronomy, we also have really high numbers of kids that are dealing with mental health issues. Yeah, so the work they're doing is really phenomenal, and they need the community support to continue doing what they're doing. We just had a great meeting with over the last week with a few different businesses here in Tucson, but they are still looking for sponsors for the event, and then just people to come out and learn about what they're doing. So that's on September 29th. We'll post a link on the I Am Real Estate Show Facebook page so you can get information on that as well.
Yeah, we're doing a lot in the community. Another thing we're part of is the Coaches for Charity, and they're going to have their football game going sometime soon. When we get more information about that, we'll bring that up to you. We're also part of the Junior Achievement, and those are people who take care of the underserviced and trying to teach them things about literacy and entrepreneurship. We're the vice chairs on that. We also do Tucson 100 Plus Men Who Give in Tucson. I mean, we're all about taking care of the community, making sure that the community is better. I think we talked about this before, that the reason why we do so much volunteering in the community is that if the community is strong, then the real estate business will be strong.
Right.
If the real estate business is strong, then we all are strong, and we're trying to make a living in real estate, but you can't do it if the community is not good. The last thing is the Hearth Foundation. We're part of that foundation also. So the Indy family is doing a lot in the community, and we're really proud of that. With all that community work we're talking about, you know that there's a show that also talks about nonprofit. I wonder what the name of that show is.
Yeah, you know, and Center Stage Nonprofits of Tucson, Saturday mornings at 10:30 a.m., you know, the heart behind that is to try to help the nonprofits to get the word out, because there are so many cool things that are happening in Tucson. And, you know, we've talked about a few of the ones that we are part of specifically, but there are so many cool nonprofits. There are so many people who are trying to help out in Tucson. And, you know, a lot of people kind of sit on the sidelines and don't really think about specifically how they can give back. But most of us, we want to give back. We want to find a way to work with the community or to help someone. And I really want to help to connect you with the opportunities. And so that's what Center Stage Tucson is about, is connecting you with a nonprofit that is serving people that you have a passion for, or that is somehow connecting to the things that you really feel in your heart and that tug at your heart and that you want to get involved in. Because there are so many people here, and no matter what your skill set is, there's something that you could do that would significantly impact people in our community.
Absolutely. And actually, Don, you have put out the invitation too, if people are in the area and they want to just come by and they need a place to work that's air conditioned instead of sitting in their vehicle, if they're, you know, service providers and they're between jobs, that they can pop into Indy as well.
Oh, absolutely. We are located at 7255 East Tancredi Road, right across from Udall Park. And we have space for people to just relax. And, you know, a lot of us have done the gig where we were out on the road all day and driving all day. And I did my share of doing lunches in a convenience store parking lot. You know, and it was in a vehicle that was highly monitored, so I wasn't allowed to sit there with the air conditioner on even. And, you know, so yeah, it means a lot to me that if we can, you know, just be a place where people can see comfort and come, you know, and relax, and, you know, they're welcome to come in and get a little water and get a little work done and catch up, and we are open to the public.
Yeah, you should be proud of your business model of family. Your model of business work for Indy Realty is all about family, and it's just a unique model. And what caused you to have that kind of a feeling on how you want your business to run?
You know, it's just very near and dear to me that everybody has the opportunity to make a living. And I think because especially, you know, some of what we see, or we see young parents who feel like they've been put out of the employment game, you know, almost entirely. And because daycare is super expensive, you know, for some of them. And it's just important to us to say, come earn a living too, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to create a roadblock and say, oh, we have some office, you know, some highfalutin office that you can't come in and bring your kids. Bring the kids. It's just really near and dear to my heart. And my question is always, if they can't be here, then why are we doing what we're doing? You know, mm-hmm. if it's not for them, why are we doing what we're doing? So we just try to embody it.
It just makes me feel good that I'm a part of something that does things like that. And I remember seeing kids in there and realized, oh, it's really a cool thing to have, because it just brings a little excitement of when you're back and working. And when you have business people, you have other clients coming and seeing, they're like, oh, wow, you're a family-oriented organization. Yes, just like we're taking care of our family, we're going to take care of your family.
Yeah, and if you're thinking about getting into real estate, or you're someplace that doesn't feel welcoming, stop by the booth at the Real Estate Expo. They're not going to ID you and ask you if you're an agent. That's September 14th at the Tucson Convention Center. Don will be there. A lot of our office will be there. We would love to have you stop by. There's going to be some fun giveaways and a lot of excitement. I think this is the first time since COVID that we've had that event. And so be sure and catch us next week on Saturday at 11 a.m. We'll be moving. Want to thank all of our sponsors as well: Pioneer Title Agency, Indy Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage, Rego Pest Prevention, and Power Solar. We couldn't be here for you guys without their support, and they've earned our trust and love. So reach out.